Some Maryland businesses are hiring again. That's reflected in the recent U.S. Labor Department report that the nation's economy added 2.5 million jobs in May. WYPR's John Lee reports on how you might be able to find a job if you're one of the 700,000 Marylanders who've been left unemployed in the COVID-19 economy.
Here is how the COVID cookie has crumbled for McCormick & Company, the Spice People, headquartered in Hunt Valley in Baltimore County. Edna Manood, McCormick's talent acquisition director, says the part of their business that supplies restaurants dipped, but on the other hand, shoppers hit the spice section at the grocery store pretty hard.
A lot of people started cooking at home, so they're buying more of our products. And then, for instance, chips and pretzels had 186% growth. And we supply the flavor to those chips.
So demand is up, and Manood says McCormick, Baltimore County's biggest manufacturer, is hiring. Over the next couple of months, Manood says they expect to hire nearly 300 people.
So those openings would be like production technicians, maintenance, distribution, warehouse technicians.
Manood was part of a webinar Baltimore County put together on who is hiring. People staying home is also fueling the construction industry, according to Roseanne Fish with the Maryland Department of Labor.
We're seeing that projects are being moved up because there have been less traffic on the roads and less people in the buildings, so it's made it easier for the workers to get in there and really do what they need to do.
Greater Baltimore Medical Center in Towson is also hiring across the board, from nursing to housekeeping.
We're reopening just like everybody else is.
Matt Ayers is in charge of hiring at GBMC. He says if you're looking for a job right now, be prepared for the Zoom interview. And if you've never done that, that can be a little weird.
Practice with somebody. They can pretend to be the hiring manager because you'll get more used to that feeling of seeing your picture in the lower corner and so on and so forth, and be better when you present.
And the old face-to-face rules still apply. Dress appropriately, show up early, look the employer in the eye via the screen. Job interviews were already going virtual pre-pandemic, according to Kenya Taylor, who owns Express Employment Professionals in Towson. Taylor says she has job openings that have gone unfilled.
And I know everyone does not want to work in a pandemic, and those are the conversations that I have to have now. Are you okay with working in a pandemic? Are you okay with interviewing in a pandemic?
County Economic Development Director Will Anderson says some people who are out of work are uneasy about looking for a job right now, but he says that will fade with time. Anderson believes this is the month the county will begin to see a reversal, with the economy heading toward adding more jobs than it's losing.
Much of it matters on what your reopening plan looks like and which businesses are allowed to come online. But what we're seeing is a lot of hope that the summer is where we turn things around.
That Baltimore County reopening plan turns to restaurants this weekend. One block of Pennsylvania Avenue in Towson will be closed, so several restaurants can offer outside table dining in the street. Baltimore County Executive Johnny Olszewski says this was worked out between the county and the Towson Chamber of Commerce.
We look forward to working with other chambers and other businesses around the county to identify similar places where this program might be beneficial.
More than 84,000 jobs were lost in March and April in the county's accommodations and food services industry. Restaurants are part of that group. You can find job listings at BaltimoreCountyBusiness.com. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.